Madison, Good Karma Brands radio station.
Time now for a special ESPN Wisconsin presentation.
People around the game will tell you there are two kinds of basketball memories. First, there are the base memories. That first time you learned how to dribble. The first time you checked into a game. Those first made free throws. Those are the memories any basketball player can cherish. But then there are those other kinds of memories. The one-of-a-kind players.
Germantown brings it, and a big slam dunk by Zach Showalter to start this Division I state semifinal.
The ones who own the stage.
Jalen Johnson alley-oop slams it home.
The most incredible plays.
McCabe, hesitation, now tries to the rim. Right-hand floater, around and in.
Here's a takeaway by Vandermeer. Oh, my goodness.
The games we still talk about.
Brookshaw, thinking about a three, puts it up, hits it, and that'll do it!
Triple overtime. Ortiz will drive, take a shot, and he hits on the window.
You know what I mean.
Decker to the right wing.
Those memories.
Shot for three.
Championship memories.
And he hits the three. Decker has won it with the three.
Wow.
This is Zimbrick Honda's presentation of the WIAA Boys High School Basketball State Championships on ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand.
Yeah, two more state champions to be crowned here at the Kohl Center. Championship Saturday on Zimbrick Honda's presentation of Prep Mania. Steve Collins is here. I'm nervous. I'm already screwing up words. Unbelievable. How you doing, everybody? Hope you're having a terrific Saturday afternoon. Alex Strofe with you alongside the state champion, former state record holder for longest game.
That was broken
last night. The head coach of Madison Memorial, Steve Collins, as well as the dean of area high school sports, my right-hand man, my partner in crime, the great Dennis Semrau. Fellas, two more state champs to be crowned, and it starts with this one in Division II. 29-0, undefeated Wisconsin Lutheran, led by Mr. Basketball, Con Knipple, the Duke commit, taken on for the third time this season, 25-4, back-to-back-to-back state champions in Division II, the Pewaukee Pirates, led by Nick Janowski, the Nebraska commit. Dennis, we'll start with you, man. We've been talking about the potential of this game all year long. Here we are.
Well, I remember Dominican's five in a row. I remember Randolph, Coach Halfley with 10 state titles. This will be the first team in D2 to ever do it. But again, last year we had 30 games for the first time and had an unbeaten season in De Pere. And now here we go. Next year we got another one maybe to tie that record. This is what we kind of figured all year. When Pewaukee got moved over to the Madison section, I went, oh, no. Because I think Stoughton had a chance for a good run.
Yeah.
Mount Horeb, we have some really good Division II teams. But, you know, Pewaukee was on a mission from day one. Nick Janowski is going to have a chance. He scored 2,000 points. He could win four titles. The only thing that eluded him was Mr. Basketball. He'll play with a chip on his shoulder. When he's asked yesterday about that, he goes, I don't care. I want the W. I'm here to win. And that tells you right now their mindset.
I'm looking forward to taking a look at those canopy keys to the game coming up in a bit. But, Coach, the two best players in the state are going head-to-head in this one. I mean, it doesn't get much better than this.
No, this is the star power. This is both in the old days, this could have been our Division I finals with these two teams. You know, it's Nebraska versus Duke a little bit going on. I think you could kind of see it, but you know, I think that undefeated record, you could see a little bit of that yesterday with that game being so close, and you know, Nicolet being a four seed looked like a pretty good four seed.
Was
yesterday.
That insane? They're a four seed?
They didn't play like a four seed, I'll tell you that much.
That's the computer program. We can talk about the computer program if you want.
We got 30 minutes, Steve. Get on your soapbox, brother.
You look at it, too. Pewaukee averaged 25.5 points per game margin in four. They really didn't get tested.
Right.
And all of a sudden, boom, you get punched in the mouth. And they responded. But you got to feel for Nicolay, the ball goes in. They don't even get a chance for a last-second shot.
No,
You've been through that, Steve. At least you want to have a shot.
You want that ball. Ask Coach Gard today. You want the ball at the end.
Man, you bet.
No, but I mean, you look at the four seed yesterday. That's probably one of the best games played at the Kohl Center ever. In that four overtimes. And that's the 4 seed versus the 1 seed. So, you know, what goes into that formula? I said it yesterday. I'll say it again if anybody at the WIA is listening to this. It'd be sure really nice to know what goes into the formula.
What was your team this year? Weren't you guys like a 13?
We were a 13. We beat a 4. Yeah. So,
death, taxes, and Steve Collins in February, baby. I guess March now.
March, I guess.
Nonetheless. All right, Wisconsin Lutheran, Pewaukee, your Division II state championship game. Pewaukee back-to-back-to-back state champions 3 times in a row here in Division II, 25-4 overall. Wisconsin Lutheran, on the other hand, this will be the 4th season in a row. Their last game of the season is against Pewaukee, though the previous 3 seasons it was in the sectional final. This year, in the state final, Wisconsin Lutheran looking to become only the 2nd team in state history to post a perfect 30-0 record. DePere did it last year in Division I here at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin Lutheran looking to make it back-to-back years that history is made with a 30-0 record. How did we get here? Wisconsin Lutheran, Steve just mentioned it. A win yesterday at the buzzer over number 4, Nicolay. Alex Green hitting the game-winning layup as time expired to send the Vikings to the title game. Mr. Basketball, Con Knipple, leading the way for Wisconsin Lutheran with 26 points, 7 rebounds, and 7 assists. Logan Reinfleisch and Chipton's 11 points, and Xavier Zenz with 9.
Coach, I got to ask you, you've been in this situation. You have 4 Mr. Basketballs?
4 Mr. Basketballs,
when
yes.
You get
thanks for pointing that out.
When
yeah.
You get to a game like this, it's not your stars necessarily, right? When Alex was open there underneath, it was like, wow. I mean,
yes,
that kid should never have to buy a drink in his town. He's probably not legal yet.
What do you mean he's probably not legal? He's in high school.
Hey, he's definitely not legal. There's some 18-year-olds in high school.
The drinking age is 21, Dennis.
Well, not that in Wisconsin, maybe, but not in some other states.
No, every state
everywhere.
Is 21.
Everywhere.
Well, everywhere, I thought.
Everywhere.
Other countries.
Well, maybe
it's
40. Maybe if you go to Spain or okay. Something, you're drinking it.
Well, 21. Okay.
But if he goes to Mexico,
probably
maybe.
Probably got a fake ID someplace. Yeah.
But going back to your question is,
I got him. I assume I got to get Alex at least once during the game. Like, and we got him. Okay. We can talk. We can talk.
I need to take a walk. Go ahead, guys.
Okay. So what you were saying about, like, all the state titles that we've won, it's we were talking about this with my assistant coaches last week. It's always the bench.
Yep.
It's always, you know, I'll throw some names out. It's always your 5th or 7th man that hit that shot. They need to step up at some point. You got to have a guy to win it.
Yep.
You know, you got to have someone that's gonna ride on when you're not shooting the ball well.
You got to have a horse.
You got to have a horse. But on top, the horse sometimes is a little off pace, and you need someone else to step up. And if you look at all these teams, there was another kid. Best player had 3 teeth knocked out yesterday for Arrowhead.
Right.
Someone had to step up. So it's always those role players that will put a gold ball in the showcase for you.
On the Pewaukee side, a 20-point win in the state semifinal yesterday over 3-seeded West Salem. Nick Janowski, triple-double for the Nebraska commit. 28 points, 10 assists, 10 rebounds. Luka Momchilovich, how about a double-double for him? 23 points, 13 rebounds for the junior. Owen Hake, Tyler Tuchenko, each with 11 for Pewaukee.
Well, did you notice they brought Janowski back in to get the triple-double?
Yeah.
Stat crew noticed that right away. They knew what it was and wondered if the coaches knew. Like, hey, just like you were begging for that extra 3-pointer.
Right? I wanted a state record, Dennis. You're right. I'm not above that.
How about this afternoon state record?
Yeah, a couple of 3s in that game, huh?
Jeez.
Real quick, before we – well, this is Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania and the WIA Boys Basketball State Tournament. For more than 50 years, Zimbraconda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles. The trusted staff of Zimbraconda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're looking for a new or used Honda, visit Zimbraconda just off the Beltline in Madison or online at Zimbraconda.com. First title for Columbus Catholic in Division 5 this morning with an 81-75 win over Madison Abundant Life. Mineral Point with their first title, a 1-point win in Division 4, a 65-64 win over 4th-seeded Kenosha St. Joseph. And St. Thomas More with their first WIAA title. They won a couple of WISA titles. First WIAA title with an 11-point win over Lakeside Lutheran. Coach, good action so far in the state championship games.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens. And it will be interesting to see what happens with the close games and how they're going to come down in the stretch. You know, we used to have to, going back to the old days, we used to have to win 3 in 3 days.
That's right.
So, you know, these guys, you know, so it's the old guy talking. These guys have it easy. It's just two games in 2 days.
Get off my lawn.
Yes. Get off my porch kind of thing.
Yeah but Arrowhead's going to have to. Two and a half games.
Right? Yeah, that's true.
I mean, essentially, but with the stoppage time, they pretty much played. I know it was only 16 technical minutes on the floor, but it was another hour plus.
Well, that game didn't get over to like 9:30.
It was like 9 o'clock. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
If you play your cards right, you got 8 timeouts.
Yeah, that's true.
Per team.
That's true.
That's true.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a break right here on Zimbraconda's championship presentation of Prep Mania on 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaverdam with Scouts on Demand. When we come back, we will hear from a UW Credit Union Student Athlete of the Week, as well as take a look at this game's Canopy Wealth Management keys to the game. That's all next. It's the Division II State Championship on ESPN Wisconsin.
This is the WIAA Division II State Championship game on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN app.
Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania, getting you set for the Division II State Championship game. We've got Wisconsin Lutheran. We've got Pewaukee. Wisconsin Lutheran undefeated. Perfect 29-0. Looking to become the second team in state history to post a perfect 30-0 state record. Only one other team has won 30 games en route to a state title. That was the Pier in Division I last season. Pewaukee, on the other hand, they won state in Division II in 2023. They won state in Division II in 2022. They won state in Division II in 2021, looking to make it four in a row alongside the coach of Madison Memorial, Steve Collins, and the dean of area high school sports, Dennis Semmer, Alex Strope, on hand with you. Right now, we're going to hear from this week's UW Credit Union Student Athlete of the Week. Andrew, am I saying this right, Dennis?
Jakey.
That's what I was going to say, Jakey. Where's he from, Oregon? Verona?
Oregon High School, Oregon. All-time leading scorer in hockey history in the state.
All right, let's hear. The dean of Barry High School Sports, Dennis Senra, sat down with Andrew earlier this week. Here is this week's UW Credit Union Student Athlete of the Week.
This is Derek Engler. You're listening to a Good Karma Brands radio station, 100.5 ESPN WTLX Monona, Madison.
Zimbraconda's championship presentation of Prep Mania rolls on live from the Kohl Center as we get set for the Division II state championship game between the Pewaukee Pirates and the Wisconsin Lutheran Vikings. At center court, head coach of Pewaukee, David Burkemper, Wisconsin Lutheran head coach Ryan Walls having an extensive meeting. These two teams know each other very, very well. Alex Struff, the dean of area high school sports, Dennis Semra, Madison Memorial head coach, the coach, Steve Collins, with you. And when I say these two teams know each other very, very well, they're in the same conference, Woodland West Conference. They saw each other twice this year. Wisconsin Lutheran winning both of those matchups. Way back on Wednesday, December 13th, Wisconsin Lutheran won by 13, 78-65. And when this game was played at Pewaukee, it was an 8-point Wisconsin Lutheran win, 72-64. But Pewaukee a little bit more familiar with this court. They've won the state title on this court each of the last 3 years. As we get set for the state tournament game, you know how important it is to have a game plan in place. Right, Steve?
Yes.
The same goes for managing your wealth. Canopy Wealth Management has a balanced approach to help guide you through a complex and ever-changing landscape. Canopy serves as a partner, advocate, and steward to help achieve your goals with confidence. They believe that values matter and strengthen the community. When you work with Canopy, care, competence, and clarity isn't a tagline, it's a promise. Go to canopy-wealth.com to get started today. Now let's get a check of this game's Canopy Wealth Management game plan from the man who thinks the legal drinking age is 18 years old. That's the Dean Dennis Semra.
Should be. I was in the military. It should be. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Dennis. Let's start. Let's start with the 29-0 Vikings. The Canopy game plan.
Well, number one, keep Janowski in check. Boy, you think that's possible? Squeeze the four. Protect the lane and rebound at a high level. Got to keep them off the offensive boards.
Before we get to Pewaukee's game plan, Steve, I got to ask you, we're playing, Dennis mentioned earlier, you have had four Mr. Basketballs on your roster. When you're playing against a guy like Nick Janowski, who is Mr. Basketball-esque level, right? Going to Nebraska, averaging over 31 points per game. Is it possible to slow a guy like that down?
No, you try to contain him.
Right.
Yeah, and you want someone else to beat you. And sometimes that's what kills you, but you want someone else to hit the shots. And that's what we were talking about before. Right. Sometimes that happens and you lose.
Yeah, you can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him.
Yeah.
It's cliche, but it's true.
Chris Davis Jr., you know, if you saw him play, you can't stop him.
No.
But you can contain him and hope someone else has an off night.
So. Yeah, we saw the 105 to 101 game. We worked that one.
Yeah. Verona, yeah, that was unbelievable.
Where he gets three threes, just throwing it up from the cheap seats.
So as we go over to the Pewaukee game plan, Dennis, I must ask, does it have something about stopping Con Knipple in their game plan?
Well, you'll love it. It's our three pillars. Play hard, be a great teammate, and trust. That's what he gave me today.
Really?
Okay? That's what he gave me. But number one, control the defensive boards, win the points in the paint battle, and a 1.5-1 assist to turnover ratio. That's what their basic philosophy is. It's the same thing. You're not going to stop Con Knipple, but you want to get Nicolay's philosophy was we just want to make it uncomfortable for him, and we want to get him away from his spots.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. It's interesting that Knipple makes a lot of shots, but it seemed like easy shots. Nick takes the hard ones.
Yes.
And he hits the hard ones, but it's a lot of twisting and off-balance and long threes. He's an assassin.
Yeah. They both are, Nick Janowski and Con Knipple.
They make a mid-range jumper look like a layup.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the difference between a great player and a good player. It's like those mid-rangers are just given.
It's like you watched Gilbert last night. Ball goes inside. Oh, no.
Layup.
Yeah, and that's why he was, 15 of 18? Yeah, right.
How hard is it to beat a team three times in the same season, Steve?
I think that's overstated.
Do you?
I do. I think that's what coaches say to each other.
Purdue couldn't do it to Wisconsin.
That is true. Okay. Yeah, that's true.
That's our example today. Wisconsin Lutheran has beaten Pewaukee twice this year. They're looking to make it a third time in the Division II state title game.
But you got to work a little bit harder, though. When you get the two wins, your kids might get this okay, but you don't have to make a lot of changes normally, right?
Right.
The loss is trying to find, okay, what do we got to do here? So they make the adjustments.
Yeah, I see that. But I bet over the time, you can beat people three times. It's definitely doable.
My freshman year, I was the defending champion, and we lost. We beat Eau Claire Regis, killed him twice. We finally got past Aquinas. Oh, Regis, no problem. They beat us by 20-something. That was my freshman year. That was my first introduction to third time's a charm. So
it's a little bit of a mental part you got to play with
is. As
a coach too. So you, like you said, I think you tweak things, you do things a little different. It's part of playing people in the same league too. You know, you know the teams in your own league. We'd rather play somebody outside of our league just because they don't know us and we don't know them.
Darn straight.
We got to mention one thing. I talked to you about it. Steve's dad recently passed away. Was a great mentor for a lot of us. I don't think there was a time that I saw him that he didn't smile and tell me about something I'd written or whatever. What kind of basketball did you get from your dad, and what was it like after a game?
Oh, wow. He told me what I needed to do differently, for sure. But the great thing is, I don't know if you remember the great Swami and when they were at the field house. So I used to get pulled out of school on Wednesdays to go watch all the teams practice.
Yep.
My dad would pull me out, and we'd go watch at the field house. It was like the best day because I didn't have to go to school, and I got to watch basketball and run around the field house. And the State Journal used to have a contest. I think my brother won it, my mom.
Yeah.
We'd sit and fill out forms and predicting who was going to win the state tournament. So he was the one that got me excited about basketball, and that's he passed away the day before the regional game, and I knew he was, like you were saying, I knew he was there. So,
yeah.
We don't beat that team by 30 unless he helps, for sure.
No doubt. I love that. Steve Collins, Dennis Semra, Alex Strofe on hand with you at the Kohl Center, just minutes away from tip-off. The final two state championship games coming up in this session. Doors just open, and this place is packing up, man. I mean, it is getting full in the lower bowl, especially here at the Kohl Center. Division II, Wisconsin Lutheran and Pewaukee. Division I, Arrowhead and Marquette. Steve, Dennis, you'll also be on that game. You guys are putting in overtime today. Good for you.
Oh, what about me yesterday?
I mean, four overtimes yesterday, two semifinals. So you're doing like 5.5 games,
yeah,
I think, if we did all that math. Something like that.
Nothing's better, though. Nothing's better than high school basketball. And I think Wisconsin does it right. You can just tell by the Kohl Center.
I had a better seat, though, last night.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah, courtside. Well, don't rub it into Steve, because I would imagine, as much as he loves working with me and kind of likes working with you, Dennis, he would probably rather be standing on the sideline next to the table where you were last night.
Well, once you're there, that's all you want to go. Yeah. That's all you want to do, is you want to be back down there. So that's what drives you for the next 263 days, is to get down there. So
okay. Yeah. Well, so when does preparation for next season start?
It started already.
How long ago?
The Sunday after we lost on Saturday.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
And the thing is, this last week I was able to be with my guys because it's the season's still going, so I could.
Oh, you can still coach.
Oh, I can still coach. We were in the gym. We were working on stuff.
No kidding.
Guys were shooting. I was up at 6 o'clock in the morning and opened the gym up for them. Yeah, because it's legal right now. Until that last buzzer, I could be in the gym until like 10 o'clock.
So if you randomly leave at some point to go unlock a gym,
we know where you're going.
Yeah, going to get some more shots with the guys.
Got it. Well, we spent a lot of time talking about the two big names in this game for Pewaukee, Nick Janowski, for Wisconsin Lutheran, Con Knipple. But Dennis, there's a couple of really good players on each of these teams. Who else should we keep an eye on as we get ready for Pewaukee, Wisconsin Lutheran? You got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, I like Logan Renfrisch. He's done a good job this year. He didn't have a single rebound yesterday, which is kind of a surprise there. But I think Con finds everybody. He gets them involved. Xavier Zen started a little late with an injury, and he's been pretty much a go-to guy. But this team revolves pretty much around Con and who's going to be the next guy. He does such a good job of making everybody better, and it's kind of like they're going game to game. But I'd say Reinflush, unfortunately, he's going to Oshkosh, not Spanish.
Not Stevens Point. Yeah, not Stevens Point, my alma mater. It's too bad. At least he's in the conference. We love the WIAC. At least it's the WIAC. Steve, when it comes to guys like Con Knipple and Nick Janowski, obviously the points will be highlighted, but the other things they do, passing the ball, getting teammates open, off-ball movement, I think those parts of their game are undervalued to the obvious scoring.
Well, I think it's what separates the good ones from the really great ones, is they just see the court so well. That's what makes them great.
And we're about to see that in the Division II state championship game. Wisconsin Lutheran undefeated. Pewaukee back-to-back state champions in Division II. One of these teams is walking out of this arena with a gold ball tonight. When we come back, we'll meet your starting lineups and tip off the Division II state championship game at Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Wisconsin.
This is the Division II state championship game, live from the Kohl Center, home of the WIAA State Boys Basketball Tournament, on 100.5 ESPN, ESPNWisconsin.com, and the ESPN app.
Ready to tip things off in the Division II state championship game here at the Kohl Center. Championship Saturday. Two more champions to be crowned, and we kick it off right here in Division II. Undefeated Wisconsin Lutheran takes on conference rival and three-time defending state champion in Division II, Pewaukee. Alongside the head coach of Madison Memorial, Steve Collins, and the dean of area high school sports, Dennis Semrau. I'm Alex Grof with you, perched up in our broadcast booth in Section 208 at the Kohl Center. I've been looking forward to this one for over 24 hours. The third meeting of these two teams this season. Wisconsin Lutheran won each of the prior matchups in the regular season in conference play, but Pewaukee knows how to win at the Kohl Center better than anybody these days. Back-to-back-to-back state championships, a 20-point win in the semifinals over West Salem last night, and now the revenge tour continues as they look to knock off their conference foe, Dennis.
Wow. I'll tell you, one guy to keep an eye on in this game for Pewaukee, Tyler Tuchenko, had 7 threes in a regional final. He came in averaging 7 points in that game from long range out here, and he had a couple yesterday. He's coming off the bench, and that might be the X factor for Pewaukee today.
Tuchenko with 11 points in yesterday's semifinal win over West Salem, a guy to keep an eye on. Steve, I know you are currently recording the awesome pregame package on the Jumbotron here, as you can hear behind us at the Kohl Center. But I got to get your take on this, man. The national anthem giving me goosebumps. The pregame package giving you goosebumps. I can feel them on your back right now, buddy. No better atmosphere than this in the Division II state championship game.
No, championship. I mean, this is why kids work in the gym in the in July when it's 110 out and their friends are at the pool and they're in the gym shooting. Championship Saturday is what it's all about, and I was taping it to send it to my players because this is what you want to come back to.
You want to see this next year.
Yeah.
I want your mug on the Jumbotron next year. I know they say you have a face for radio and everything,
yes,
but
I'd
love to see your mug on the Jumbotron prior to next year's D1 state championship game. Time now to meet our starting lineups, which are brought to you by Stoughton Health, providing trusted care close to home. Stoughton Health is proud to support student athletes from around the area and across the state and wish all participants the best in this state tournament game. From rehab to ortho care, Stoughton Health provides comfort and convenience locally. Visit stoughtonhealth.com to learn more. As they're being introduced on the court, I'll introduce them as well. Starting with Wisconsin Lutheran, it's the junior forward who hit the game-winning shot in the semifinal, number 0, Alex Green. A junior guard, number 4, Isaiah Mellock, a senior guard. Number 12, Logan Reinfleisch, a sophomore guard. Number 23, Xavier Zenz. And, of course, the senior point guard, the Duke commit. Number 33, Mr. Basketball, Con Knipple, the head coach of Wisconsin Lutheran, is Ryan Walls. For the two-seeded Pewaukee Pirates, a 25-4 record under head coach David Burkemper this season, it's a senior guard, Owen Hake. A junior guard, number 3, Carson Osterman. A junior wing, number 23, Luka Momchilovich. A junior guard, number 24, Isaiah Robinson. And the senior point guard, number 25, the Nebraska commit, Nick Janowski. Those are your starting lineups presented by Stoughton Health.
Oh, interesting, yesterday in the Lutheran game with Nicolay, wanted to see who was going to be on Hannah and who was going to be on Knipple, and they were guarding each other for a while, which is great. We're going to see a Janowski on Knipple, vice versa?
I sure hope so.
I think they're going to have to rotate, guys. At the end, one of the big plays of the game for Lutheran actually was after Knipple picked up his fourth foul, the block he had late in the game, his only block of the game. If that's a foul, he's not on the floor at the end, they might not win that game.
It becomes a foul problem too. You don't want them to get in foul trouble. So sometimes you have to switch off.
The ball is up and we are underway. Wisconsin Lutheran wins the opening tip. Con Knipple will bring it up to start things off. He gives it off to Isaiah Mellock at the top of the key. He passes it inside. Now pulls it outside. Does Alex Green. Looks underneath for Mellock. Now to the right corner for Xavier Zent for 3. And we are underway in this one. Xavier Zent, the youngest guy on the court, knocks home the triple to give Wisconsin Lutheran an early 3-0 lead. Back the other way now, Pewaukee in the all-white uniforms. Momchilovich controls top of the key. Hands off to the Nebraska commit, Janowski, who's defended by Knipple. Goes left wing for Isaiah Robinson, who controls now top of the key against Alex Green. Inside the three-point arc now on the right side of the floor, Janowski stops at the free throw line, kicks left corner for Hake. Now back to Robinson on the right wing. Back to the left side now for Hake. Now inside, Janowski, left block, pump fake, spins, tries to pass outside, deflected by Knipple, ultimately caught by Osterman, who drives inside, now moves it back to the left corner. Hake pump fakes, drives the baseline, is defended at the left block by Knipple. Kicks top of the key for Janowski. Janowski crossing over, will pull up for the 3, airballed and out of bounds. Wow. Steve Collins looks shocked.
You don't see that very often. No.
Not at all.
They were a little impatient. I mean, they were patient, and then that's the shot they settled for. It's going to be a long night if that's the shot they settled for.
I'm watching Knipple. Looks like he's playing Rover, center field. He's just bouncing all over. He was on Janowski. He was on the baseline. He was in the middle.
Just over a minute in now. Wisconsin Lutheran with the basketball. Knipple drives down right side of the lane. Lost the ball. Stolen away by Owen Hake of Pewaukee, and here come the Pirates. Hake takes it across the 10-second line. Passes right wing for Robinson, who knocks home the triple. We're tied at 3 with 16:20 to go in the first half.
From the deep 3, too. That was the college 3, not even the high school 3.
You like that type of confidence?
Yes.
That's why he's on the floor. 3 all now, 16:10 to play opening half.
That matches yesterday's production. He only had 3 points, 1 assist, no boards.
Knipple steps back at the top of the key, kicks right wing for a wide open Mellock, who shoots the three. That rattles out of the rim, no good. Pulled away by Momchilovich of Pewaukee, and here come the Pirates. Janowski takes it across right side of the floor, working against Knipple. On the right wing now, drives the baseline, pulls back at the right block, kicks top of the key for Hake. Now to Robinson. Robinson gets a screen from Momchilovich on the left wing, but picks up his dribble. Gives it off to Momchilovich, who's at the top of the key, guarded by Green. Now to Janowski. Janowski works it right side to Hake. Hake looks inside, has a man. Momchilovich back out. Now Hake drives, stops at the Big Ten decal in the middle of the lane. Now gives it back up to Robinson, top of the key. Robinson will try a drive. Kicks right corner, Mike Momchilovich. Momchilovich against Green. Gives it off now to Osterman. Osterman pulls it to the left short corner, hands off to Hake on the left wing. He passes underneath for Osterman, who goes out top to Robinson. Robinson drives, lays it up off the glass. Too much mustard on that one. Pulled away by Wisconsin Lutheran, and here they come in transition. Knipple to Zenz. Yes, right side. Zenz has all five for Wisconsin Lutheran. They have a 5-3 lead. 14:50 to play in half number one.
Milwaukee can't find any openings. Wisconsin Lutheran's defense is just swarming them anytime they get in the basket.
And Janowski misses a fadeaway from the left elbow, Steve. I mean, they are pesky as the Wisconsin Lutheran defense, showing up here early with 14 and a half to go here in the first half. Pass underneath, wide open, Knipple for the reverse layup on Janowski. Nice feed as well. Isaiah Mellock with his second assist already. 7-3 now, Vikings. Carson Osterman controls for Pewaukee on the right wing, gives it up to Momchilovich top. Now inside to Janowski, who goes out for Robinson. Robinson pump fakes. Now he'll drive inside, about two steps inside the free throw line on the left side. Kick to the right corner for Momchilovich, who drives the baseline and is fouled on his way up. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
The foul's on Wisconsin Lutheran, number 23, Zakers.
Pewaukee's just kind of prodding and trying to find openings, but they're just... That was the first good look they had at the basket 4 minutes in.
No doubt. First foul of the game is picked up by Xavier Zenz. His sophomore, Momchilovich's first is good. Make it 7-4 now, back to a one-possession game for Pewaukee.
Yeah, I think Knipple's playing a little bit of a rim protector in there. Anything that gets in the paint, right or right, comes up right, you know, it's closing out pretty fast. Nobody's forcing anything. That's one thing that impressed me about both Janowski and Knipple. They let the game come to them. Not too many bad shots.
As Momchilovich unable to knock the second home, Knipple comes away with the rebound. Slows down the tempo, but Janowski picks him up full court, past the half-court mark now. Knipple kicks right corner for Grayson Young, who's checked in for the first time. Back, top of the key, Knipple. He'll drive with the left hand, kicks left corner. It's Ryan Fleisch, pump fake. Nice pump fake, drives all the way to the lane, kisses it off the glass and in. Nice drive by Logan Ryan Fleisch, the UW Oshkosh commit. Extends this lead to 9-4, 5-point Wisconsin Lutheran lead. Hake now in the right corner working against Ryan Fleisch. Stops at the right elbow, kicks left wing for Osterman, who drives, floats one up, unable to connect. Picked up by Ryan Fleisch, and here come the Vikings with a 5-point lead and the basketball.
I love it. Cheap rebound, just picking up off the floor.
Knipple pulls up top of the key, the other side, unable to connect. Here comes Pewaukee in transition. Janowski controls left side of the floor, works it to the right side now. Hake into the corner for Osterman. Osterman with a pump fake goes back to Hake. Now left side, Momchilovich. Momchilovich top to Janowski. Janowski takes one step in the arc. Now gives it off to Hake. Back left side, Robinson. Into the corner for Momchilovich. Now near the block for Janowski, who backs his man down. That's Ryan Fleisch, who's in defense. Janowski spins, gets rid of it. Right corner, Osterman. Inside, Momchilovich. Momchilovich pump fake, and he traveled. No jump ball call. It will stay with Pewaukee. As he tried to lay it in, Xavier Zenz got his hand on it, and the jump ball called as it stays with Pewaukee.
Media timeout. But both of them are basic. It's like a heavyweight fight. They're just kind of feeling each other out a little bit at this point.
Timeout on the floor. We'll take one right alongside with him. Wisconsin Lutheran leading Pewaukee in the Division II state championship game, 9-4 with 12:47 to play in the first half, right here on Zimbraconda's championship presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Wisconsin.
This is the WIAA Division II state championship game on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN app.
Nine-4, Wisconsin Lutheran leads Pewaukee in the Division II state championship game here at the Kohl Center and in downtown Madison. Alex Strofe, Dennis Semrau, Steve Collins on hand with you. 12:47 to play in half number one. And boy, oh boy, are we in for a treat in this one. Steve, you said it near the end there. Both of these teams just kind of getting loose, letting the butterflies go away a little bit.
It's like the first or second round of a heavyweight fight. But you can see them loosening up now, and they're just kind of going.
I like that you use that analogy because, unknowingly, I compared this to Ali Frazier yesterday.
Oh, really?
I did.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Dennis was there for it. He can attest. All right, inbound to Janowski, right short corner, defended by Knipple, kicks top of the key for Hake. Hake goes right corner for Tuchenko, just came in off the bench, shoots a three, no good, rebounded by Grayson Young of Wisconsin Lutheran. Knipple will bring it across for the Vikings, working against Janowski. Speaking of a heavyweight fight,
it's almost 4 minutes without a basket for Pewaukee.
Young will drive right side against Robinson, floats one up, good defense. I think he got a hand on that one as Hake's able to come away with it for the Pirates. Owen Hake, left side of the floor, gives it up right side now. Momchilovic in the right corner against Alex Green. Looks underneath for Janowski. Doesn't fling it. Will hang on to it. Dribbles it back to the top of the key where he hands it off to Hake. Now Janowski on the right wing. Bounce pass to Momchilovic, who will pull the triple. Good from downtown. Luka Momchilovic. And that will break it. 4 minutes, 12 seconds without a field goal. And the only field goals Pewaukee has made here in the early goings, 2 3-pointers and a free throw, make it 9-7 Wisconsin Lutheran in the driver's seat.
Yeah, a little Robinson double team there on Knipple.
Alex Green on the right block against Hake has the size advantage, but Momchilovic with two blocks in a row. Trey Robbie able to come away with the offensive rebound on the left side of the hoop and lays it in. What a sequence that was for Luka Momchilovic, though, defensively. Two blocks in a row. 11-7 now, Wisconsin Lutheran in front. Janowski right side, gives it in the corner to Robinson. Gives him a screen as well. Robinson drives into the lane, now kicks back top of the key for Hake, who airballed another three, Steve.
I know, I haven't seen this many airballs in a while. That's yes.
This quickly.
This quickly, and I think they're frustrated. I think give credit to Wisconsin Lutheran. They're playing really good defense. And they are not able to get looks they've been able to get.
Back to work now for the Vikings offense. 4-point lead, 11 minutes to play here at half number one. Knipple will bring it up right side of the floor. Gets a screen, splits two defenders, stops, underhanded layup on the right side. Undershot it, got his own miss, laid it in with the left hand. Mr. Basketball, what can you do? 13-7 Wisconsin Lutheran lead. Back the other way now. Dawson Farah in the right corner gives it up to Momchilovic, back to Farah in the corner. Farah dribbles to the wing, now will take it across the free throw line, bounce pass top of the key for Janowski, working against Knipple. Janowski goes right side, Momchilovic open for three, yes! Luka Momchilovic keeping Pewaukee alive in this thing. 13-10 now the score, a 3-point game, just under 10 and a half minutes to play in half number one. Knipple goes to Young left side. Now top of the key, Young works it right side. Here's a three-point shot for Robbie. Trey Robbie from downtown. 5 points for Robbie off the bench for Wisconsin Lutheran. Now a 6-point lead, 16-10 as we go under the 10-minute mark.
Average just over five a game, so he could be the one to have the big one.
Back the other way. Oh. Carson Osterman with a generous bounce off the rim and the backboard, able to sink the three. Which, Dennis, leads me to say, anything you can do.
I can do better.
Oh, my
God. We've been singing that all weekend.
Really? No.
That's our thing, Steve. Maybe you'll get in on the next one. 16-13 now the score. Here's another three-point look for Wisconsin. Luthen, Logan Reinfleisch, shot it just a bit long. High rebound picked up by Osterman of Pewaukee. He brings it across. Now drives center lane, kicks left wing for Janowski. Janowski swings the elbows, now will drive with the right hand inside the three-point arc, stops at the free throw line, gives it up to Farah, now back to Janowski on the right wing. He'll drive the baseline against Green, gives it back up, top of the key for Osterman. Osterman now drives left side, dribbling with the right hand, now pulls it back out on the right, or left wing rather, against Robbie. Top of the key, Momchilovic to the corner now for Farah. Farah, jab step, doesn't pull it, gives it up to Janowski, who pulls the three from the right wing, shot it short off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled away by Grayson Young, and a foul will be called against Carson Osterman on the ensuing rebound. That is the first foul of the game, Steve, by Pewaukee almost 10 minutes in.
Well, and what's amazing is there's one turnover. Like, Mr. Basketball has the only turnover in the game so far. And all those other games, there were so many turnovers. possession after possession. So no fouls, no turnovers. Again, Ali Frazier, I guess, huh?
Ali Frazier, that's what I was calling it back in 1971. How old were you then?
I was five.
Okay, so you don't remember that?
I don't.
No, that's too bad. Zimbraconda's Prep Mania, you're going to remember this. Zimbraconda's Prep Mania, brought to you in part by the GRB Academy. Baseball for the serious GRB Academy. Your potential all year long. Utilize GRB Academy's 52,000 square foot facility, 14 batting cages, and a 6,000 square foot weight room. Personalized, available year round. The GRB Academy continues to lead the way in the best for college recruitment and player development. Visit grbacademy.com for more information. 16-13 Wisconsin Lutheran in front of conference foe Pewaukee with 8 minutes and 52 seconds to play. Dennis, in the first half.
Yeah. Howard Cosell, that's our name. Ali Frazier. Oh, that was a fun. I remember it.
How old are you?
Junior in high school.
Well,
thanks, Alex.
Thanks for making me feel young, Dennis.
Yeah. You're the young man on the panel, Steve.
You guys are pups.
What the heck am I doing here?
You're pups.
Back to work for the Vikings offense now. Knippel brings it up for Wisconsin Lutheran. Gives it up right side for Mellock. The starting five, minus one. Robbie on the floor as well for Wisconsin Lutheran. Zenz has a right wing. Gives it to Robbie left side. Robbie working against Osterman. Goes back to Mr. Basketball. This looks like a zone defense here, Steve, for Pewaukee.
Yeah. 2-3, 2-2.
Knippel, step back. Three left wing. Yes, sir, for Mr. Basketball. Seven for Knippel now. Six-point Lutheran lead, 19-13 the score.
Still waiting for Janowski to score, 0 for 3, but he's got a couple of assists.
Robinson will bring it in from the left side, now pulls it back out for Pewaukee. Kicks to the left side. Now a drive up the baseline for Janowski, who pulls it back out to Robinson on the left wing. Robinson stutter step, steps into the three-point arc off the front of the rim, missed it. No good. Rebound by Knippel.
Knippel needed 33 points in this game to hit 2,000 for his career.
That's something to keep an eye on with seven already. Zenz right wing. Bounce pass inside to Knippel, who spins against Janowski underneath the hoop. Kicks back out left side. Here's a three from Robbie. Rattles out, no good. Rebound pulled away by Isaiah Robinson of Pewaukee. Flings it forward to Carson Osterman. Goes back to his cutting Robinson. Now into the right corner. Oh, it went through the hands of Owen Hake. Right into the media section. Right at center court. And Wisconsin Lutheran will get the basketball back after the not-so-great turnover there by Pewaukee, who trails by six.
Come on, David. The look on his face is priceless.
And the difference is Pewaukee is taking contested shots and Lutheran's taking open shots. I think that is the biggest. That's the six-point difference.
I would agree with that, Steve. Green controls, top of the key, works right side. Now inside to Zenz on the right block. Pump fakes in the middle of the lane, bounce pass to the corner. Now left wing for Mellock, who drives center lane. Now right wing for Green, who pulls the three. That rattles out, no good. Rebound pulled away by Momchilovic, but it's poked away by Zenz. Zenz picks it up, left side. High layup, good off the glass for Xavier Zenz. 7 points for Zenz now, the sophomore. And an 8-point Wisconsin Lutheran lead, the biggest it's been, 21-13. Kick to the corner. Janowski triggers a three. Oh, man. Toilet bowl's out. No good. It's his best look of the day thus far. Unable to knock it home with 6.5 minutes to play in the first half. Zenz on the left wing will drive the baseline against Tuchenko. Pulls it back out now. On the left wing. Gives it up to Green. Hand off to Mellock. Mellock works it all the way right. Now down the lane. Floats one up. And the foul for Isaiah Mellock.
Count it.
Makes this a double-digit Wisconsin Lutheran lead just like that. 23-13 awaiting a free throw.
Mellock at the line, shooting wide.
And again, they're getting easy baskets looking at the hoop.
Free throw's good for Mellock.
Timeout
on the floor. We'll take one right alongside with them. 24-13, Wisconsin Lutheran leads Pewaukee. You're listening to Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Wisconsin.
Hi, this is Dave Kane. You're listening to Madison's Home of the Bucks, a Good Karma brand radio station, 100.5 ESPN WTLX, Monona, Madison.
Cato scoring run for Wisconsin Lutheran has them in front by 11, 24-13 over conference foe Pewaukee here in the Division II state championship game. 6 minutes to play in the first half as we get back to work. Pirates basketball. Here's a drive up the right side by Owen Hake, who stuck on the right block. Gives it to the right wing now for Janowski, who drives the baseline. Spins against Knipple. Left side layup. Finally. Yes, up and good. And Nick Janowski has his first bucket of the afternoon. Cuts the lead to 9.
Only took about 12 and a half minutes.
That's a little bit too long for a guy like Janowski, no, Dennis?
Yeah, but struggling from the outside, so take it to the rack. Got the layup.
Indeed.
Good call.
Take what comes to you. Bounce pass inside for Lutheran. Alex Green on the right block. Kicks to a wide-open Mellock in the left corner. Three-point ball rattles out. No good. Law, loose ball. Believe Green picked it up. It was out of bounds. It will go back the direction of the Pewaukee Pirates. Steve, Pewaukee looking for their fourth straight state title, but I imagine it never gets easier if you're looking for four in a row.
And you know what? Some of these kids were on this team when they won the first couple. This is their first experience. So, you know, I think people make too much of that sometimes.
Janowski misses the fadeaway jumper, who has contributed to all three of the previous state titles. He's the only guy that has contributed to all three of the previous ones, as Con Knipple will drive the lane. Oh, boy, he split three defenders on the way there, laid it in underhanded with the left hand. 9 points now for Mr. Basketball, 26-15 the score.
I said yesterday, wouldn't want to play him in horse.
No.
All these different types of shots. He finds a way to make it work.
Sure does. Janowski stops at the free throw line. Kicks to the right wing for Momchilovich, who hands off for Osterman. Osterman working against Zenz. Crosses over. Stops underneath. Kicks left corner for Janowski. Janowski for three off the front of the rim. Once again, no good for Nick Janowski now. 0-4 from outside.
He's going to have to heat up for them to make a run.
Yeah. 1-7 overall.
Right wing for Lutheran, Xavier Zenz wide open from downtown. It is a 14-point Wisconsin Lutheran lead with 4 minutes to play in the first half, 29-15. Who saw this coming? Osterman left wing for three. Yes, good for Pewaukee as Carson Osterman comes through with his second triple of the day. 5 threes overall for Pewaukee, keeping them in this thing. Still an 11-point Lutheran lead, though.
Still can't get the ball inside.
Knipple working against Janowski. Kicks right corner. Alex Green, bounce pass to the right block now for Zenz, who spins in the middle of the lane. Goes back top of the key for Reinfleisch. Reinfleisch will spin. Now left corner for Mellock, who drives the baseline.
Oh, yeah.
Layup on the left side is good for Isaiah Mellock. 5 points for the junior.
He got there so quick, couldn't slide over and stop him.
Oh, Osterman just turned it over, threw it to Xavier Zenz, who's going to go coast to coast, and then is knocked down by Tyler Tuchenko right underneath the Wisconsin Lutheran basket.
Pewaukee fouls on number 33, Tyler Tuchenko, is first.
Oh, my goodness. 31-18 Wisconsin Lutheran in front. Only the fourth foul of the game, third against Pewaukee. Momchilovich is first. One against Tyler Tuchenko and one against Carson Osterman so far for Pewaukee. Xavier Zenz, the only one with a foul for Wisconsin Lutheran. Grayson Young runs to the left corner, hands off to Con Knipple, who now drives, kicks left wing, now into the corner for Reinfleisch. Reinfleisch goes back to Mellock on the left wing. Mellock will pull it to the top of the key, trying to set things up way up on the motion W at center court. Hands off to Con Knipple, who meets him out there. Knipple on a pick and roll to Xavier Zenz. Zenz inside now, spinning. Now gives it up to Reinfleisch. Back to Zenz, left wing for three. Another one good for Xavier Zenz. His third three of the game. And a game-high 13 points for the youngest guy in this game. Other way, Janowski drives baseline, looks for a reverse layup, doesn't get the foul he's looking for. Reinfleisch drives all the way to the rack. Messy layup, misses that. Pewaukee picks up the rebound.
Got a little greedy.
Greedy indeed, as Momchilovich will drive for Pewaukee. Wisconsin Lutheran wanted to travel, but he gives it up to Janowski on the left wing.
And there's only 2 minutes left, so you don't really want to take a timeout. You kind of feel like you need to a couple minutes ago for Pewaukee.
Janowski gives it to Tuchenko on the right. And that pass is stolen away as he looked for Momchilovic. Grayson Young all the way to the hole. Blocked off the backboard by Momchilovic. Here comes Pewaukee. 3-on-2 opportunity. Hake to the rack. Layup up and good on the right side on the feed from Janowski. All five Pewaukee starters in the books now with points. 34-20, 90 seconds to play in half number one.
If you would have told me toward the end of the first half, Janowski would have more assists than points, I would have taken that bet.
And that's fair. Janowski with 2 points, 4 assists. Knipple, left block, fades away, lost the basketball, but picked up by Wisconsin Lutheran. Mellock gets in the right corner, drives the baseline, reverse layup up and good for Isaiah Mellock. This lead is 16 points, 36-20 with a minute to go.
That was an Ethan Happ move. I loved his reverse
Ethan
layup.
Ethan Happ move.
Underneath the basket, use the glass.
Momchilovic, a step inside the right corner of the three-point arc. He drives into the middle of the lane, and a foul called in there. Believe it will go against.
I think Zen's.
No, it goes against Isaiah Mellock.
Oh, that's all right.
That's spread the wealth. Drink.
So welcome to the state finals where there's been 5 fouls called in 18 minutes.
Love that. This is Zimbraconda's presentation of Prep Mania, the WIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament. For more than 50 years, Zimbraconda's provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles. The trusted staff of Zimbraconda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding a vehicle that matches your style. If you're looking for a new or used Honda, hand off the Beltline of Madison today or online at Zimbraconda.com. 36-20 with 47 seconds to play. Half number one. All about was
yeah, we could talk about how many times I've had migraines.
Go ahead. How many?
Five, I think. But we're past the minivan. We're into the pilots.
Oh, okay. So I like that.
Not all at the same time, right?
Not all at the same time.
Well, you hear the real endorsement from Steve Collins. Yeah. Working with Kendall and the team at Zimbraconda.
Kendall's the first call. But no, what I said is there's 5 fouls called. I mean, there's 5 fouls called in one of our high school games in January in the first 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's they really let you play in the state final.
As they should.
As they should, yes.
As they
should.
They're
letting them play.
36-20, Wisconsin Lutheran and Pewaukee here in this Division II state championship game. Dennis, he pointed it out a second ago, but we should look at that even more. Janowski, Nick Janowski, the Nebraska commit, only 2 points, 1 of 8 from the field.
Yeah, I think they picked a little bit up what Stoughton did in the sectional finals, trying to get the ball out of his hands and make him get everybody else involved. And he's taking his shots. He's 1 of 8. The rest of the team is 6 for 11.
Here's the inbound to Janowski, who steps back right elbow. Oh, it rattled off the back of the rim. No good. Now 1 for 9 from the field is Nick Janowski. Rebound by Wisconsin Lutheran. Knipple will take his time, taking this across the 10-second mark. 30 seconds to play in half number one. Right wing now, Ryan Fleisch. Ryan Fleisch crosses over, working against Hake. Gives it back to Knipple with 20 seconds. Knipple swings the elbows against Janowski. Goes back right side for Ryan Fleisch with 10 seconds now. Knipple got to make something happen. Bounce pass to Mellock on the left wing with 7. Mellock will drive with 5. Mellock swings, looks underneath for Green. Layup is up and good from the right side. 18-point lead for Wisconsin Lutheran in the state championship game as we go to the half. 38-20 as Alex Green chips in his first points of the game just about at the buzzer like he did yesterday in the state semifinal to win the game. 18-point lead for the Vikings, 38-20. Prep Mania is brought to you by UW Credit Union. For over 90 years, UW Credit Union has helped Wisconsinites achieve their financial goals at every stage of life, offering great rates for greater possibilities. Join today at uwcu.org. UW Credit Union is proud to support student-athletes around the area and across the state. Listen to ESPN Madison and follow along on social media to learn each week about the featured UW Credit Union Student-Athlete of the Week. Wisconsin Lutheran 38, Pewaukee 20. At the break, we'll take one right alongside with him. This is Zimbraconda's championship presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Wisconsin.
Hey, this is Eric Name of The Athletic. You're listening to Madison's home of the Bucks, 100.5 ESPN, WTLX Monona, Madison, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Zimbraconda! out. It's championship presentation of Prep Mania at the half. Wisconsin Lutheran in front of Pewaukee, 38-20. It's an 18-point game, Steve.
It is. And when you shoot the ball, well, it looks a lot better.
Yeah, no kidding. Steve Collins, Alex Stroke, Dennis Semmer on hand with you at the Kohl Center. Dennis, what the heck happened in that first half?
Whether it's basketball, hockey, wrestling, or gymnastics, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community.
All right, 38-20, battling through our technical difficulties here at the break. Everybody likes to go on their phone when there's a timeout on the floor, so I think that's knocking us off the air momentarily, so we switched the connection. Then we couldn't hear Dennis. Dennis, can we hear you now?
Yep, I can hear you guys.
There you go.
All right.
Can you hear me now?
We got you. Yeah, just like that commercial. 38-20 at the break. Bucks fans, catch the weekly pulse of the Milwaukee Bucks straight from a fan favorite and Bucks legend. Tune in to hear Here District with Marcus Johnson, a Bucks Plus audio production. Marcus and his son Chris, a 1995 UCLA Hoops champ himself, talk about everything happening in the Bucks world and are joined by some of the biggest names in basketball. Plus, they'll answer your questions, too. Stay on the beat of the Bucks and find Here District now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcasts. 38-20. Con Canipa leading the way for Wisconsin Lutheran. 9 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. But Xavier Zenz.
That's the star.
He
Perfect.
Is the star. 3 3-pointers, 2 normal field goals to go along with that. 9 plus 4, Dennis, is?
13.
Great math by the Dean of Area High School.
Perfect.
Sports,
5 of 5.
Now, the math teacher. Are you a math teacher? No.
I am a
math
teacher.
Teacher. I thought I
I'm a stats
right.
teacher.
So you're happy with his math?
I am. It's pretty good.
That's right. You said something earlier about, don't worry about English. He's not an English teacher. He's only going to grade you on your math.
Oh, boy, that makes me even more nervous than I already am. When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual Insurance believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award, which started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how their team and your community can work together to be true champions. 18-point Wisconsin Lutheran lead at the half.
Here we talked about not getting the ball inside. Points in the paint in the first half. Lutheran 20, Pewaukee 4. There's your stat of the game.
There's your stat of the game, indeed. When we come back, second half action of this Division II state championship game right here on Zipperconda's championship presentation of Prep Mania.
This is the WIAA Division II state championship game on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN app.
Zipperconda's championship presentation of Prep Mania. I'm Alex Strope alongside the Dean of Area High School Sports and Madison Memorial head coach and math teacher Steve Collins. What did you just say about me?
I said you're just throwing all the papers everywhere and it looks like my office.
I don't really have a lot of space to put them.
I know.
There's three of us.
So if my wife is listening right now, she's nodding her head going, yes, she knows what my office
looks
like.
Do you have ADD like I do?
Yes, adult, non-diagnosed adult ADHD.
Well, that
yes.
So
what's your
up.
Apartment look like?
No comment. The madness is back, and so is your chance of proving your hoops knowledge. It's the ESPN Wisconsin Bracket Challenge presented by Cousin Subs. Fill out a bracket, earn the most points at the end of the tourney, and get this, a $1,000 gift card to Cousin Subs.
I know. That would last like a week if I took my team, I think, maybe.
Get your scouting reports done now before the bracket is set so you're ready to fill it out on the ESPN Tournament Challenge app or on ESPN.com. It's the ESPN Wisconsin Bracket Challenge presented by Cousin Subs. They believe in better. Visit ESPNWisconsinContest.com for full rules and details and sign up today. Bracket comes out tomorrow on ESPN.com. ESPN Wisconsin Bracket Challenge is the name of the group. The password, Cousins in all lowercase letters.
Are we eligible?
I don't think you and I are, but I think Steve is.
I am.
I think Steve is. I know I'm not. I haven't asked about you, Dennis. Back to work now. The Division II state championship game, Wisconsin Lutheran, starts with the basketball. Xavier Zenz controls on the right wing, swinging the elbows. Now picks up his dribble at the top of the key, kicks right wing for Alex Green. Inside for Isaiah Mellock, who goes up with it, hit the bottom of the hoop, missed the layup. Janowski comes away with the rebound for Pewaukee and takes it across half court. He stops top of the key against Knipple. Spins in the lane, bounce pass right wing for Osterman, who pump fakes the three, now kicks inside for Momchilovic. Back out for Hake. Hake will drive the baseline. Reverse layup is up high off the glass, no good. Rebound by Ryan Fleisch of Wisconsin Lutheran. The Vikings with an 18-point lead here, 30 seconds in to half number two.
That was a prayer. I wasn't going anywhere.
Knipple goes up for the layup on the other side and is hammered on his way up. He'll go to the free throw line shooting two.
Is that for Janowski? No,
I'm on shield.
And Pewaukee's giving a little. And Pewaukee's giving a little bit more pressure. I mean, you got to do something. There's no difference between losing by 30 and losing by two. You still lose. So you know you're down 18.
I would argue there is a difference, but nonetheless,
there is a difference. But you lost. It's still an out. So you got to try something. You're down 18.
You're getting the silver ball either way. Yeah, I gotcha. I gotcha. I just like giving you a hard time. I don't know if you picked up on that.
Thanks, but I'm trying something. I've only scored 20 points. I got to try to turn them over or do something at this point.
Well, now it is a 20-point lead for Wisconsin Lutheran as Mr. Basketball makes both free throws. It is 40-20 in the Division II state championship game. Owen Hake controls right wing, kicks inside for Nick Janowski on the right block, backs down, Knipple swings the elbows, goes up strong, falls to the floor, and knocks it home. Only 4 points for Nick Janowski. Now shooting 2 of 10 from the field, 0 for 4 from outside in the first half.
Better yet, Janowski and Knipple, 0 fouls in the first half.
Well, there wasn't a lot of fouls in the first half.
Yeah, well, we had 5 total. I love that's my kind of game.
I'm right there with you, Dennis.
Let them bang.
Knipple on the right wing, drives inside, kicks left corner for Ryan Fleisch, wide open, three, knocks it home. Logan Ryan Fleisch with 5 points. His first triple of the night makes this the biggest lead it's been. 21 points, 43-22. Here's a drive by Hake back out for Robinson. Robinson on the right wing. Bounce pass inside for Momchilovic, who spins on the baseline. Now at the right block, goes inside the lanes. Double covered, has to get rid of it. Robinson in the left corner now will drive inside. Looks for Janowski, stolen away by Knipple as he tiptoed the baseline.
Couldn't have gotten much closer on that one.
Great anticipation.
Knipple now. Manning the rock for Wisconsin Lutheran. Looks for Alex Green on the right block inside. He stops in the middle of the lane. Kicks top of the key for Zenz, who pulls the three. Another one for Xavier Zenz. His fourth of the game. 24-point Wisconsin Lutheran lead. 46-22.
That's a good-looking sophomore. Yeah, they'll just reload next year.
Janowski takes another three left. Wing, yes, able to connect for the first time from outside tonight now. 1 of 5. Janowski has to heat up. Down 21 now, 46-25, 15-15 to go. Knipple inside to Green. Green back out. Looked for Mellock, Janowski stole it away. He's going to go to the free throw line. Stops there, kicks outside. Momchilovic pulls a three off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound by Zenz of Lutheran. Zenz brings it across right side of the floor. Works against Momchilovic. Takes him all the way to the rack. Turns around, kicks outside for Green, who pump fakes on the left wing. Now into the corner for Ryan Fleisch, who drives the baseline. Floats one up and is fouled. Missed the shot long.
Pewaukee fouls on number one, Owen Hake.
And again, Pewaukee can't get any looks. Even in transition, it seems like there's three Wisconsin Lutheran players around all of them at all times.
It almost looks like they're playing 5-on-7.
Yeah.
That defense, again, I think people, you know, you look at Knipple, you talk about all the offensive skills, his defensive game, how he anticipates, he covers up for his teammates. He's a rim protector. You wouldn't think about it at that size.
It's the first missed free throw for Wisconsin Lutheran. Now 3 of 4 from the line today. Is that your wife who just texted you?
Yes.
That's your office is god awful?
Yes.
Thanks for listening, Mrs. Collins. We appreciate you. Hopefully not as it's worse than what's behind me, because this really isn't all that bad.
That's not that bad.
47-25, 14:44 to go in this one. Timeout on the floor. We'll keep it here, though, on Zimbraconda's championship presentation of Prep Mania and the WIAA Boys Basketball State Tournament. For more than 50 years, Zimbraconda has provided the Madison area with quality Honda vehicles. The trusted staff of Zimbraconda's used car dealership will save you time and reduce your car buying stress by finding the vehicle that matches your style. If you're looking for a new or used Honda, visit Zimbraconda just off the Beltline in Madison or online at Zimbraconda.com. Did that paper hit you that time, Dennis?
You know, the point is, I've been on this court with the being down by this many.
How'd that play out?
We lost. but you're helpless. It's like you can try and you can tweak, but you're playing the last game of the season. And sometimes it just doesn't fall. I mean, I don't think any of us would have predicted 22 points with 14 minutes to go.
Yeah, you're right.
So we're going to see
Wisconsin Lutheran's on the revenge tour.
Yeah, we're going to see history, just not the history that people thought.
Indeed. Wisconsin Lutheran, I mentioned in the pregame show, this is the fourth year in a row the last game on their schedule is Pewaukee. The previous 3 years, it was in the sectional final. This year, it's in the state final. And they have a 22-point lead. All three of those games in the sectional final, obviously losses, because Pewaukee would go on to win the state title in each of those 3 years. 47-25, 14:44 to play in Pewaukee ball.
David Burkhefer's not used to losing much, because he didn't lose much when he was a Badger here at home.
No. Especially on this floor, Dennis, you're right. Osterman to the right wing. Hake will pull a three for Pewaukee and connects from downtown. Nice shot by Owen Hake.
Another 5 to 7 of those would help.
Yeah. Without Wisconsin Lutheran scoring any, right.
Yes. A couple of stops here would help.
19-point game, 47-28.
Well, it's stop, score, stops. That's how you get back in games. You got to get a stop, a score, and a stop, and get a couple of those in a row.
Well, Knipple missed a layup. Janowski flies out of bounds to save it. Is able to. Momchilovic comes up with it, and it eventually rolls out of bounds. Ryan Fleiser, Wisconsin Lutheran, dove for it in front of the Lutheran bench. It will go back the direction of Pewaukee, ultimately. A lot happened there.
Yeah, there was a lot of action in that corner.
Hake will bring it across to Janowski on the right wing. He'll split two defenders, drives, floats one up, and is fouled on his way to the hoop.
And again, that's one of the ways you can stop runs. Is you got to get to the free throw line, because the clock stops. You get two free throws. Or maybe you don't get two free throws, but
time's your biggest enemy here in the second half.
And you got the four timeouts. So, you know, you've got the media timeout coming up pretty soon. You've got four timeouts. You can make it last a long time.
Well, you just try to call back 3-4 points every timeout, right?
Yep.
Win some possessions.
Osterman wide open on the right wing. Pulls the three. Rattles out. No good. Offensive rebound pulled away by Momchilovic, but stolen away by Knipple. Ryan Fleisch in front of the pack. Drives straight to the rack. Up and in. 7 points now for Ryan Fleisch. Lead is back to 21, 49-28. Momchilovic on the left wing has a wide open hole. Goes straight to the rack and is fouled by Grayson Young on his way there.
Wisconsin Lutheran foul on number one.
Feels like more fouls in the second half.
A lot more fouls.
And there's only been four.
Yeah, but it feels like, because they're attacking the rim, they are, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time, you know? It's slow but sure if you're going to come back down 21.
Momchilovic misses the first. I hate that expression.
Why do you hate that expression?
Because who eats an elephant?
More appetizing.
I don't know. People that hunt elephants. I don't know. Do people hunt elephants?
Yeah, I think so, but it's more for their tusks, isn't it?
Maybe. I don't think you should be eating elephants, on a side note.
Sounds like a bad idea. Yeah, as Momchilovic knocks home the second one, makes it a 20-point Wisconsin Lutheran lead, 49-29.
I say that
personally, I prefer pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, Dennis.
I say that in class. They don't. Those expressions are being lost, though.
You're keeping them alive, Collins. Forget that part. Yeah.
We do what we can, right, Steve?
Yep.
You're a national treasure. This is Steve Collins, Dennis Semra, Alex Strope on hand with you at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin Lutheran back with the ball. Knipple on the right wing goes behind the back. Kick underneath. Oh, boy. Trey Robbie was wide open and laid it in. Great feed by Mr. Basketball. 51-29 with 13 minutes to play. Janowski step back three from the right wing. No. And the ball goes loose, but Green of Wisconsin Lutheran able to come away with it. Robinson goes right through Knipple, who set a screen. Knipple fell over, no foul called. He's back up and now has the basketball high above the arc as Wisconsin Lutheran works from our right, or rather our left to our right, as we see it in our broadcast booth. Knipple, middle of the lane, again finds Robbie wide open underneath.
People underestimate his passing abilities. It's so good. There's a knack to it that some kids just have.
9 points for Trey Robbie now.
It does help be 6'6 and see over people, too,
yes.
Right?
Size matters, just, yes.
But,
yes.
Yeah, you're right. He's got such a touch. Nope, that's six now assists.
24-point Wisconsin Lutheran lead, 53-29. Before or after the game, Pasquale's Cantina, the perfect spot for authentic Southwest flavors in the Madison area. Whether it's to fulfill your craving for red chile, their famous chips and fresh guacamole, or those blue corn tortilla tacos, Pasquale's is the place to enjoy time with friends and family. Visit one of the locations in Middleton or Verona and check out the menu online at pasquallescantina.com. Bringing the flavors of the Southwest to the Midwest, Pasquale's Cantina. 12:33 to play, Steve. Is Pewaukee feeling helpless as they call a full timeout here?
Yes, they're probably thinking about chips and salsa at Pasquale's. That's what I would be doing.
Are you sure you're just not hungry?
Maybe I'm hungry. Maybe it's that time of the evening. But yeah, I mean, I might throw a zone at them. To be honest, I don't know if I would. I would throw a box in one. I'd do something at this point. You have nothing to lose. You're down 24.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. Dennis, I got to be honest. I said in the pregame, you know, we're not expecting this. This is not a touchscreen, so I'm going to help you out with this. The computer that Dennis is just hammering.
Mine was down below.
This is our laptop. What are you looking for?
Oh, okay. Well, we're trying to do the split. It wasn't working up there before.
That's because it's not a touchscreen, once again. I might have something
to
do with
it. The comedy.
Man.
I'm used to touchscreen.
We're not far from comedy on state. I think the three of us should just go there. As Janowski, it's a step-back jumper.
Sorry, too many games.
There's some full court pressure right now.
53-31.
So they are changing up a little bit.
We have too much fun.
The three of us, when we get together, man, it is a doozy. Grayson Young wide open underneath. The pass from Knipple is dropped by Green. Goes out of bounds underneath the hoop.
But being serious at this point, what you're doing is you tell them, 12 minutes left, let's get this below 10 with 5 minutes to go. You got to give something for them at that
last
objective,
time. Right?
An objective, right? Because that's just that when they look at the scoreboard, it's so much.
Doesn't help when Wisconsin Lutheran has made each of their last three field goals. That's Janowski, top of the lane, kicks outside for Osterman, who pulls the three. That's no good. Rebound pulled away by Robbie of Wisconsin Lutheran. Robbie double covered, full court. Knipple kicks it way forward past the half court line, left side of the floor for Ryan Fleisch, who sets things up at the top of the key. Now works it back left side. Handoff there to Robbie. Back top of the key to Knipple. Underneath the back door, cut by Ryan Fleisch, leads to a wide open three for Young. Yes! Fantastic ball movement there by Wisconsin Lutheran. Makes this the largest lead it's been. 25 points, 56-31. Momchilovich now inside for Pewaukee, back out in the corner for Faro. Thought about a three in the right corner in front of the Pewaukee bench. Now picks up his dribble on the wing. Bounce pass high to Osterman. Osterman will work against Young. Gives it back to Janowski, who splits two defenders. Thought about pulling up, kicks it back out to Chenko for three. Yes! His first bucket of the night. Cuts it to 22, 56-34. Knipple wasting no time underneath for Green, who goes up and in. They are breaking this pressure, no problem,
yes,
Steve Collins. That's an issue.
And it's that extra, it's the 94-foot floor. It's the reason people don't press. I've had some teams that could press really well. Dennis can vouch for that.
Yep.
And we couldn't do it on this court. It's just that extra 10 feet, it's too much space.
Uh-oh, kick ball across the 10-second line. And they're not going to call it over and back for Pewaukee as Janowski picked it up right underneath the opposite basket. They'll bring it back across them. Momchilovich open for three. Yes!
Three,
Luka Momchilovich with a triple. Keeps it at a 21-point game, 58-37, as we go under the 10-minute mark. Young has a three-on-two opportunity to Green, left side. Layup is no good. Offensive rebound, though, as two Vikings fought for it, and then a foul called as Alex Green will go to the free throw line. Carson Osterman was called for the foul. That's his second. So now two on Osterman and Momchilovich for Pewaukee.
Coach is still talking about the over and back with the official.
Yeah. Ryan Walls, the head coach of Wisconsin Lutheran, as Green knocks home the free throw. Dennis, you mentioned the stat at halftime. I'd like to bring it back up. Wisconsin Lutheran versus Pewaukee, points in the paint, 28-6.
Well, and I don't think Pewaukee's got more than one offensive rebound. I mean, how offensive rebounds does Pewaukee have? Not many.
One.
4-1.
Yeah. There you go, Steve. Good call. So it's almost like you have a box score sitting right in front of you.
Yeah, that I can look at.
Yeah. Sound really smart when you don't tell us that, though.
They were out rebounded 17-9 in the first half.
Chilovic backing down his man. That Zenz on the right block floats one up. Is fouled on his way up, and he'll go to the line.
Trying for that old-fashioned three-point play.
Wisconsin Lutheran foul, number 23, Xander Zenz, his second personal, third team foul. Luka Momchilovic at the line, shooting two.
Zenz is leading the way for Wisconsin Lutheran, 16 points, called for a second foul there. So two for him, two for Isaiah Mellock on the Wisconsin Lutheran side. Momchilovic knocks home the first. All free throws and three-pointers for Luka Momchilovic. Three-pointers, three free throws now. Chad's up to 12. Make it 13 as he knocks home the fourth. 20-point game. 59-39, 9:38 to play in this Division II state championship game. Mellock. Bounce pass to Knipple. Advances it to Zenz, who's got another 3-on-2 opportunity underneath for Green. Pump fake. Layup is up and good. 61-39. Momchilovic, right wing, handoff to Janowski. Janowski steps inside, steps back. Now is using his pivot foot to bounce past to Hake, who has a wide open look for three. Got it to go.
Sometimes I think they take those deep threes because they think it's the three-point line. You know, it gets confusing.
The college and the high school.
Back to Wisconsin Lutheran direction now. Robbie has it right side. Hands it off to Knipple. Knipple works against Janowski. Janowski tightly defending Knipple all the way near half court. As now Knipple will bring it inside the three-point arc. Kicks top of the key for Green. Now goes back to Knipple. Back to Green. Nice exchange there as Green scores again.
Layup.
21-point lead.
And you realize they've done this. Knipple doesn't have a field goal in the second half. Everybody else does.
Wow.
Five teammates.
Momchilovic on the right wing gets the ball poked away. We'll stay with Pewaukee.
Yeah, Knipple getting close to a double-double, points and assists. Got eight.
Janowski drives. Yes. Whoa, circus shot on the left side. Able to get it to fall off the glass. Inbound to Ryan Fleisch. Go ahead, Dennis. Sorry.
Any thoughts we had 40-point games for these guys? No.
I don't think so.
Not tonight.
Knipple kicks inside for Green at the free throw line. Green still hasn't dribbled. Now he will. Hands off on the right wing for Mellock, who spins down the baseline. Lays it up and in with the foul. 21-point lead once again with 7:49 to play. Wow. Yeah. Wisconsin Lutheran cruising in the Division II state championship game. Jinx, Steve, you owe me a Coke.
I do.
Mellock's free throw up. Nope, off the back of the iron. No good. Long rebound picked up by Hake of Pewaukee. Pirates got to do something quick. Right side, Janowski, top of the key. Osterman pump fakes. Will drive. Layup up. Oh, he didn't put enough on it. Missed it short. And Wisconsin Lutheran able to get the rebound, but Hake on the other end able to pull away a steal. Advances to Janowski on the other side of the floor. Janowski stands on the right wing, works against Knipple, drives the lane, gets rid of it, but a foul called. Believe that will either go against Knipple or Reinfleisch.
Foul's number 12, Logan Reinfleisch, his first, fourth team foul.
65-44 now the score.
Oh, Marquette lost UConn. Somebody just show me the score. Bummer. I'm sorry.
Janowski lays one in from the left short corner underhanded.
I grew up in Milwaukee under Al McGuire. I'm a Marquette fan. I'm sorry.
Well, Dennis, that's not the game we're calling, but appreciate the update, pal. Ryan Fleisch will drive left side. Bounce pass again underneath for
layup.
Green.
It's layup after layup. I mean,
for shooting, Alex Green every time, Steve.
It's six. They're shooting 60. You shoot 64%, you're going to win most state championships.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
As Janowski will just pull up left wing, and that rattles out no good. He's
in
getting some unfair, like, rattles, it seems, when he shoots those three balls. He's missed now, I believe, six of them. And he just can't get him to fall. 67-46 with 6:43 to play. Timeout on the floor. We'll take one right alongside with him. You're listening to Zimbraconda's championship presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Wisconsin.
This is the Division II State Championship game, live from the Kohl Center, home of the WIAA State Boys Basketball Tournament on 100.5 ESPN, ESPNWisconsin.com, and the ESPN app.
67-46, Wisconsin Lutheran leads Pewaukee with 6 minutes and 43 seconds to play. My math. Check me if I'm wrong, math teachers. 21-point Wisconsin Lutheran lead.
Yes. Good job.
Thank you very much, Steve Collins, Dennis Semra. I'm Alex Strope with you in our broadcast booth here at the Kohl Center. Don't forget, we've got one more coming up after this, the Division I state championship game. Steve and Dennis will be with you as well. Well, Hunter Vaughn for Arrowhead Marquette. One more gold ball to be given out after this one comes to a conclusion.
And it's hard. When you're 25-4, you're not used to the people doing this to you.
No. And you're back-to-back-to-back state champ?
Yeah. You can kind of see. They're still fighting, but it's just they're just not used to it. And two of those losses are to this team.
Ryan Fleisch will drive against Hake. Fades away. Got it to fall. Logan Ryan Fleisch of Wisconsin Lutheran with another bucket. He's into double figures with 10 points now.
Make it 38-10 points in the paint. That right there alone.
Wow. As Momchilovic looking to make that a little bit more even as he spins, floats one up in the middle of the lane. Can't get it to go. Knippel comes away with the rebound. That's his ninth. Forwards it to Ryan Fleisch. Another assist for Con Knippel as Ryan Fleisch able to get that one to fall. Excuse me, 9 assists for Con Knippel, 4 rebounds.
Yeah, Wisconsin Lutheran, 4 players in double figures. And Knippel's now showing why he's Mr. Basketball.
Knippel, right corner for Zenz. Almost another assist there. An offensive rebound by Ryan Fleisch and the bucket. Flash. 73-46. Now your score. This is all Wisconsin Lutheran in this Division II state final.
Again, a little anticlimactic. I mean, you like close games, though, Steve, right? When you get a blowout, this doesn't quite seem the same.
They're close to beating the D2 record from Racine State Cats at 66% for a game at the state tournament.
Well,
so
something else to keep an eye on, Steve, is Con Knippel is 2 assists shy of tying the Division II state record for assists in a state tournament game with 11. That was set by Jordan McCabe back in 2018 for Kakana.
So there's some. I mean, when you're shooting 65%, you know you're close.
Yeah.
And it's in the state championship game.
No doubt about it. A message during this postseason broadcast from the WIAA and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
So in a title game, the record is 61% for a Division II school. So they would have to go cold to probably not hit this record for field goal percentage in a
title
game.
And here's one that's not in the book. With a win here, Lutheran is 7-0 against teams that are here in the state tournament. Beat Arrowhead, beat Nina, beat Nicolet, St. Thomas More, which won a title, and would be 3-0 against Pewaukee.
Wow.
Think about that. How impressive that is.
I wonder if that's been done. It'd be tough to find, I would guess.
And it's good scheduling. That's it's hard to schedule sometimes that way, too.
Janowski, great pass on the fadeaway fake underneath for Farah. Farah jumps up and lays it in. Nice bucket by Dawson Farah for Pewaukee. Still a 25-point Lutheran lead, though, 73-48 as we enter the five-minute mark.
But, again, that's part of Ryan Walz's philosophy. He said, I had no idea that we're going to be unbeaten. He just wants his kids, when they're done, to say, I played against the best. I had a great experience, and I saw and I got as much as possible out of it. And gold ball, well, that's the reward, I guess.
I guess so, as Ryan Fleiss drives and sinks the floater for Wisconsin Lutheran.
I tell you, in the pregame, look out for
keep an eye on him. You were not lying. That is, you said that.
They just got layups now. Layup drill.
Indeed. Another missed shot.
Oh, and another assist.
Advances forward. Ryan Fleiss, two-handed slam for Wisconsin Lutheran. Assist number 10 for Con Knipple. One short of tying the Division II state record.
A Ryan Fleiss flush.
A Ryan Fleiss flush, indeed. A Ryan flush, as we called it yesterday. Dawson Farah just laid one in after a miss for Pewaukee. Another bucket for him off the bench. Makes it 77-50 now. Knipple kicks left wing for Mellock. Now into the corner for Young, who thought about shooting the three but didn't. Goes back to Mellock. Now to Rind flush after that last dunk.
See, Knipple might be in line for triple-double, but his teammates aren't missing any shots. He can't get any rebounds.
Yeah, that's true. He's got five of them right now. Yeah, he needs to pick him up on the defensive end here in the last 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Underneath, Mellock, pump fake, and an assist. Con Knipple ties the Division II state tournament game record with his 11th assist. Mr. Basketball, 11 points, 11 assists, 5 rebounds, and a 29-point lead with 3 minutes and 34 seconds to play.
And all 5 starters, double figures.
Wow.
For Wisconsin Lutheran.
Talk about balance.
That's a team. That's a team championship.
Should be pointed out, the all-time record for assists in a state tournament game is 12. So Con Knipple only one short of tying the all-time state tournament record in a single game.
And my guess is they're going to clear the benches soon.
I would guess that as well. I have my full-blown rosters ready, as me and Dennis like to joke.
Because you want those kids. I mean, the game is over. It's 29 points. You want them to be able to be on the cold sun floor.
Right. Even a minute, even a rep up and down.
Yep.
As Janowski feeds underneath. And a nice bucket there by Hout, who just checked in for the first time.
It's hard in this game because you're playing for everything, but
pride included, right?
Yes.
Against your rival. But yeah, this one's over. 79-52, 2:45 to play in this one. Grayson Young holds, gives to Knipple, top of the key. Knipple goes back to Mellock, right side.
And the thing you can do here is you can pull them out one at a time, let them get their applause, especially Wisconsin Lutheran.
Well, let's see Knipple make some history here.
Yeah. I'm guessing they're not going to shoot again.
Probably not. Zenz inside. Now to Zenz. Zenz finds a cutting. Ryan Fleiss, layup is up and in.
He's having a second half.
Yeah, he sure is. Other side, Tuchenko knocks home a triple. Makes it 81-55 with a minute 54 to play. And here we go. Wisconsin Lutheran clearing the bench. Knipple on the right wing. Gives it up left side for Young. Young to Ryan Fleiss. Ryan Fleiss bounce pass to Knipple. Knipple goes to Mellock with a minute 30. Mellock. And a foul called against Owen Hake will allow the substitutes to check in for Wisconsin Lutheran and the starting five to get a standing ovation from the Wisconsin Lutheran faithful. A 26-point lead with 90 seconds to play here at the Kohl Center as Wisconsin Lutheran just moments away from their third state championship in school history. Here at the 108th annual WIAA State Boys Basketball Championship. Unbelievable performance today by Mr. Basketball, Con Knipple. He was tied for the third leading scorer for Wisconsin Lutheran. But he also had 11 assists to go along with it.
And what was your spread before we started this game? What did you say?
I think 23 and a half. he didn't even get halfway there.
Yes.
Almost halfway there.
Almost.
81-55. Ryan Walls in his 16th year as the head coach, looking to win his third state title. Wisconsin Lutheran have won two Division II state championships in school history back in 2009 and 2014. A note that should be noted, though, Steve, if/when Wisconsin Lutheran wins this championship game, they will have more points going towards their division seeding. They will be bumped up to Division I next year pending an appeal with the state championship win, which means you could see them down the road next year, buddy.
That's not making me feel good at
all. Well, Con Knipple will be at Duke if that makes you feel better.
A little bit, but he's got a younger brother. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
As the subs have checked in, as mentioned, for Wisconsin Lutheran, Amos Ewing, Josiah Rice, who's currently at the free throw line, Nick Cross, Malcolm Campbell, and Wynn Hotchkiss in the game now for Wisconsin Lutheran. Rice at the line. Misses the 1-1. Rebound picked up by Royce Burr of Pewaukee. Burr gives it up to Janowski. Janowski goes left side for Hout. Hout hands off top of the key for Davis. George Davis goes back outside for Hout, who drives inside. Kick underneath for Burr. The layup is up and in for Royce Burr. 81-57, a minute 5 to play. And a foul picked up by Pewaukee.
Pewaukee foul on number 2.
And that was in the other side of the court.
Coach was telling him, I think he wanted to sub.
Yeah, maybe.
Yep.
As Jake Jordan has checked in for Pewaukee. Sophomore. And Janowski now gets to come out of the game for the final time as a Pewaukee Pirate before heading off to Nebraska. He'll be back in this arena just as a Cornhusker. And the Huskers falling in the Big Ten tournament today to Illinois. I imagine they'll like having Nick Janowski
yes,
next year,
will.
Steve. Yeah, you didn't even let me finish the sentence.
Yeah, they will.
As Amos Ewing makes both free throws on the 1-1, makes it a 26-point Lutheran lead, a minute 3 to play, 83-57. Right side, George Davis is up to Howard on the right wing. Back to Davis. Pump fake. Steps back now. Looks left side. Has Burr. Burr crosses over. Steps at the free throw line. Looks underneath. Has a cutting. Petzold up and in. He's in the scorebook. For Samaji Petzold. And another foul called as Burr Kemper wants to get more subs in. You're absolutely right.
Yep.
Steve. Stops the clock at 41.1. Well, don't forget, we still have the Division I state championship to come. Arrowhead and Marquette go toe-to-toe. The final of five championship games here at the Kohl Center today and here on ESPN Wisconsin. Earlier today, you heard Columbus Catholic win their first title in Division V, Mineral Point win their first title in Division IV, and St. Thomas More win their first WIAA title in Division III. Free throw is missed. Pewaukee goes back to work on the offensive side, down 24. Davis controls left wing. Gives it up to Jordan. Jordan goes to Stelzy, who's just checked in. Back top of the key for Davis with 20 seconds. Here's a three-point shot for Stelzy, and he knocked it home. Nice shot by Landon Stelzy. And time will expire for the third time in school history. The Wisconsin Lutheran Vikings are state champions of Division II and become only the second team in state history to go a perfect 30-0, 30 wins en route to a state championship over their rival Pewaukee Pirates, snapping the Pirates' streak after three consecutive Division II state championships. Your final score from the Kohl Center, Wisconsin Lutheran 83, Pewaukee 62. We'll be back after this break to take a look at the Stoughton Trailers' final haul of this Division II state championship game as Wisconsin Lutheran rolls. Again, your final, 83-62. We're back after this. It's Zimbraconda's championship presentation of Prep Mania on ESPN Wisconsin.